We are just continuing along this morning here with Murder Monday. We have Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in studio. And we're talking about, if I got her name correctly, Mara Murray.
Yep.
And just this strange case that's still unsolved. Where are we at right now?
So she went missing in 2004. There was no arrest. Nothing happened until 2012. When all of a sudden a video popped up, and 2012, because of this video, is why so many people got interested in her case. A video went live on YouTube, and do you want to just play that clip really quick, Joe?
Do I have to?
You have to.
All right, here's the video.
What is going on? So it is just a man laughing in his murder basement. Ew, I hate this. And at the very end of the video, he slows down and he stops laughing eventually. Oh my God!
This is crazy.
This is terrifying.
Well, I think it's towards the end of the video.
The only reason.
10 more seconds. This guy's insane.
The only reason they knew it had to do with Mara, because at the end of this video, when he stops laughing, the music keeps playing, he winks at the camera, and then it says, "Happy anniversary." And it was.
I'm done. Nope. Bye.
And it was released on the anniversary of when she went missing. He also posted a couple of other videos where he shows ski lift tickets from the area of where she went missing the same day she went missing.
Oh my God.
So the police looked into him for a long time. From what they can tell, they think he's just a Looney Tune, like, and he has nothing to do with it.
I want to see what this guy looks like so bad.
But he...
Yeah, look for him on Bumble, Alex.
We'll have to post the video. It's so creepy. But he is still a person that keeps coming up when people talk about this case, and people still wonder if he has something to do with it. As far as we know, he doesn't. And there are still, again, in 2017, we have no more answers than we did on February 9th, 2004. I think we just have more questions the more we learn about her.
Bruh.
All right, so 317-239-1009. We might be able to get a call or two in. Also, you could tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Let's go around the room real quick. Real quick, what do you think, Ashley? What do you think happened here in this case?
I think that she was going to meet somebody or someone went with her. There's a theory called the tandem driver theory that somebody was following her or meeting her. So when she got in the accident, that person either met up with her or turned around and picked her up. There were some dogs that tracked her scent about 100 yards and then lost it.
Ooh.
So I think she was meeting somebody. She had a lot of alcohol. I think she was going to be meeting somebody and that person took her somewhere. I don't know where they took her. I think the real question is, where was she going?
And that's what I was going to say. That was one of my questions was, okay, but so clearly we know that she didn't have a family member die that she was going to visit. So why was she driving up the way she was driving? Nobody knows.
No one knows. And that's like the biggest question. Everyone feels like if they knew where she was going, they could probably answer what happened to her.
Alex, what do you think happened?
I think she wanted to disappear. I think something happened to her that was very traumatic or a series of events that were traumatic. And I think she wanted to make herself disappear. I think she's still alive. I think she's somewhere. But it is confusing, that YouTube guy, that psycho.
But that makes it
confusing.
The rag in the tailpipe, guys.
That's my
point. Weird, too.
That's my point. I'll get to it. Producer MYK, do you have any thoughts on this or what might have happened?
I mean, I don't think it's the case, but I'm praying because of all the liquor that she bought, she's out there turning up with Tupac somewhere.
They're both in Cuba.
I think so, there's something with that tailpipe that you brought up, and that maybe she was escaping, running away, either from like she was afraid she'd get arrested, or maybe the boyfriend got her pregnant, or Alex brought up maybe at the party she got, you know, raped or something, got pregnant. Either way, if she's looking up, you know, pregnancy and drinking, and maybe she just was an alcoholic to deal with all of her problems.
And her family actually does have a history of, like, her sister's an alcoholic.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
And I think with that tailpipe being right there, though, it's like maybe that man that was trying to help her.
Yeah.
Maybe he took her, though, like a whole different spin on it.
Butch Atwood, the guy that pulled up, he was under speculation for a long time. He's since passed away. But because at first he actually said that the girl that he stopped didn't even look like Mara. And then he came around and said she did. And
maybe he took her.
There was a lot of speculation. But again, no arrest, never.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can let us know what you think here for Murder Monday.
Cora said, sounds like something bad happened and she was trying to run away from it and start a new life. Jeff said, sounds like attempted suicide. Nick said, sure, the dad wasn't sexually assaulting her, giving her gifts, became insane when he found out about the track coach. Allie said, this girl's life is confusing me. Like, what is going on? Nicole said she had to hide the baby. Maybe her assistant coach was blackmailing her. That's a whole other thing
yeah. with the relationship. This has got so many layers. You feel like this is something that we'll never actually know the answer to?
I don't think so. They're doing a big, Oxygen's doing a big story on it right now where it's like a 6-part series. If you knew nothing about this case coming in, I recommend watching it. If you're a veteran in this case like I am, it's pretty, you learn nothing new.
Now I've got to get the Oxygen channel immediately. I'll have to explain that one. Hey, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much for coming on in here. If anybody has any suggestions, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, of a story that you'd like to see us cover.
And if you have any tips on any unsolved crimes here in Indianapolis, call Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, 317-262-TIPS.